But they towed us in, and I went ashore that night. And I don't know what happened to me, but I got tied up with a bunch of guys. They were going from one bar. I don't drink.
Right.
But I was following them around. And by the time we got ready to come, they had launches that would bring you from the shore out to the ships.
Yep.
And the last launch had left, they said they weren't going out anymore. And I said, well, I got to stay somewhere ashore here.
Hello?
And he said, well, you know, the Seaman's Institute is up there about a block or so.
Right.
So that's when I went and stayed there one night, and it cost me a couple of bucks.
Yeah, hi.
Do you remember anything about it?
It's a long time ago. All I remember it was somebody told me where it was, and it was something like going to the YMCA or a little bit like that.
So you just got a simple room for the night.
Yeah.
It was cheap.
And I didn't even eat there or anything the next morning. I wanted to get down to the harbor and get a launch back out to the ship. But I only stayed on it till a couple more days, and then I came ashore and signed off. And took a train and came home.
Back to Virginia?
From New York down to Baltimore.
Oh, to Baltimore. So you were living in Baltimore?
I was living in Southern Maryland.
Still with your mom?
Yeah.
Yeah. What was shipping out of Baltimore like?
It was very, I never had a problem. Every time I'd go back to Baltimore, I'd go to the Union Hall, look up on the board, and they'd have all these ships that needed crew. If it was an oiler, I shipped as oiler on the rest of my trips. And I'd see a Liberty ship. If there weren't any Liberties, I saw a tanker. And I said, I've never been on a tanker. I'm going to try it out. Because they have a totally different power plant. I never knew anything about it. I signed on. They took me on as an oiler. I went, here's this big turbine. It's not an engine like this one.
Yeah.
And the guy said, here's what you have to do. You just watch that glass and keep oil going into the engine, and hardly even used the oil can. I like that. Of course, then the tanker went from Baltimore down to the Gulf of Mexico. We'd go to little teeny ports outside of Houston and Galveston and load oil up and bring it back up to the coast. Those tankers are very fast, and I'd only be on one for about 2 or 3 weeks.
How fast can they go?
They could do about 18 or 20 knots.
It's almost twice as fast as a...
Yeah, it's pretty much. They could pass. In fact, out in the open sea, some German U-boats couldn't catch up to them. Mm-hmm. They could go pretty fast.
What would you be doing as an oiler?
As an oiler?
Yeah.
You'd stand your four-hour watch, and you had certain parts of the... I've been on a couple of them since then, just to look at them, because I couldn't remember much about them. And there are certain places, they had a little short, because the engine room was in the back, aft end of the ship. You don't have a long shaft alley like we did. And there are just a couple little bearings on one part of the shaft alley we oiled. And then they had this flow of oil. You had a glass up there. You wanted lubricating oil, and you wanted to see that oil coming through. If you ever saw that oil stop, you had to let an engineer know right away, and it's shut down that turbine. It would burn it up in a second.